and turn to page 525.
What's that? good to see each one again tonight, God's house. This time, I guess we'll go ahead and have a word of prayer tonight. Let's do remember the Lilly family, and we'll go ahead and have a prayer. Lord, we just thank you and praise you, Father, for this and other privilege to be in the house tonight. Father, for the many blessings of life. Father, we just pray for each one. Father, I just pray that you'd have your way, just be in this service tonight. Father, just help us, Father, to do that what you have us to do, Father. And Father, we just love you and we praise you. In your holy name we pray. Go ahead and do it. I guess go ahead and do an hour. Jay, if you want to come before I forget. I'll be like team. I'll you want to thank Alf? Lord's Alf.
My gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, again, it is an honor and a privilege, God, that we can be back in your house again tonight, Lord. Lord, bless you to be with us in this service tonight. Lord, just have your will and way in this service, Lord. We ask you to be with Brother Tim and family, Lord. Just continue to comfort and be with them, Lord, through these times. Continue to guide and direct our lives, Lord. Forgive us our sins and our failures. And Lord, well, fellow, I'll give you honor and praise, Lord, for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Just a few announcements tonight. Remember, tomorrow evening is going to be the Appalachian Association, the Jubilee Revival Service, and the meal will be at 6 o'clock, and the service will be at 7. So each one that can and wants to go, it'll be over the east side, over Elizabeth. About everybody knows where that's at. So. And then also, they're gonna have a service Tuesday night, but they're not gonna have the meal, just a service. So if you can, go and attend that. And they're gonna have some special singing. There's gonna be some of the church's choirs that sing, so I'm not really sure how they got it planned out. But just remember that. Also, we moved our business, or our board meeting and business meeting back a week. So, you know, that'll be next Sunday evening, will be the board meeting. And I think he wanted us to be here at 4:30 because we've got a lot to talk about. So all those on the board, remember that. And then following Wednesday will be the business meeting. And then next Sunday morning will be communion. We'll have a, so each one remember that and try to be here and take part in the service. Also, coming up, Fall Fest. Brother Dennis mentioned that this morning. It's going to be November the 3rd, so everybody needs to be thinking about that. And I got a sign-up sheet back there. Whatever you want to bring, hot dogs and drinks and baked beans and then some cakes maybe. But I got a sheet back there for people to sign up, everyone wants to bring what. So remember this. Let's try to support this for our young people and have a big crowd. They're going to go out through the community and try to invite and get kids to come. So let's remember that.
Does anybody? It's Pastor Appreciation Night.
Okay, I know this. Okay, I know there's something else I was
forgetting. And a little time for expressions of appreciation if anybody wants to share a song or say something about the pastor and mom or whatever.
Okay.
We'll have time set on the side of that.
Okay, so everyone remember this, and it'll just be, you said potluck, right? Just, everybody's going to bring dishes, okay, for the supper. Is there any other announcements? Something I may have missed. Okay, if not, we'll have an altar prayer tonight, and everyone pretty well knows now that the Lilly family, let's really lift them up in prayer tonight. You know, it's a hard time when you lose a loved one, and it's just not words to express it. And that's the reason Tim and Rod, you know, they're not here, so it's family. And so let's just remember them in prayer tonight. I read the list off in there, all the names on that. At this time, does anyone else have a spoken request?
Yeah, Ray. Sam goes back to Atlanta for his test this week. So y'all remember him.
Okay.
And also, please remember our nephew and his wife that was in car wreck.
Okay. Does anyone else have a request tonight?
You remember Lost Star family. They'll have an unspoken request. As you remember our neighbors from that situation, family situation tonight, they remember their prayer.
Does anyone else have anything? Anybody else have anything? If not, each one that will, let's come and We'll gather around the altar. We'll have an altar of prayer tonight. Brother James, if you would, raise your prayer.
Father, we come before you tonight. We thank you for all things. We thank you for today, this day that you created. Father, we lift up our prayers for the ones that are on the prayer list, our families that have suffered loss, families that are going through sickness, families that need your healing, Lord. You know that what these people need, and Lord, we pray that you'll put your healing hand on each and every one of them, and you'll anoint each and every one of them with your Holy Spirit. For nothing is impossible with you, Lord. Lord, the mountains and the earth, they move and they tremble at your voice. There's nothing that you can't do. You're the great healer and the physician. You know all things. The earth is your footstool. We pour out our heart, our prayers, our tears to you, Lord. We plead for you, Lord. We pray that we can just touch your garment for 1 second, Lord, and everything will change, Lord. I pray that you increase our faith, Lord. We believe, but help us increase our faith and our belief, Lord. Lord, I pray that you anoint this church with your Holy Spirit, not only tonight, but each and every night that we call upon you, Lord. Lord, and we need you, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you'll touch and you'll anoint the pastor and you'll protect the pastor and his family and put a hedge of protection around him, Lord. And nothing will touch him, Lord. And he continues to bring your word to us through you and your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for that he laid down his life for us. And he raised up on that third day, Lord, and he sits at your mighty right hand in the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will be present with us as we go out through this week, Lord, and that we can be the Jesus that someone needs to see. We can be that one, Lord, and we can be that one that they see and that need, and they will come to us, and we can lead them to you, that they can have their name written in the book of life, Lord, that their name will be written in the book of life forever and have eternity with you, Lord, because you created us for such. For such great things, you said that even though we believe greater things, we will see. And we seek you, Lord. Seek the kingdom of your presence, Lord. Seek the kingdom first, and all things shall be added to you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. For you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the King of Jerusalem, the God of Israel. The nations have heard of your name. There's nothing that you can't do. As we plead for healing, for peace, We need you more these days than any other time, Lord. Lord, I pray for those people that try to break into the house, Lord. Lord, if they want in here so bad, bring them in here. Put them in these pews, Lord. Break into their hearts. And Lord, I pray that you will touch each and every one of us. Heal us as we seek you, Lord. Give us your heart and your spirit. Let us seek you more than ever. Because times are hard, Lord. This world is hard. Your people are suffering. Your people are suffering, and we need you more than ever. Things are not right, and we need you. I pray and I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for everything you've done. Because without you, we'd have no hope. We'd have no chance. We'd be lost. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
There was one more thing that I forgot. Tuesday night, the men meeting for prayer, I don't guess we won't meet because of the association meeting. If someone wants to go to that, and I'd say Brother Tim's going to be tied up with other things, so we'll just not meet Tuesday night for prayer. So that way you can give them chances to go wherever they need to. I'm going to turn it over to Brother J.M. He's got the same, I think, or whatever. On that, on that. Just go to my.
Good evening, y'all.
Good evening.
I'm glad we're all here. Aren't you? And I'm glad the good Lord's here, too. See, two or three gets together, he said he'd be in the midst of them. Isn't that good? So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful we have a Savior like him and a friend like him. And when you get in a bind, he shows up. And I never have gotten a bind. He didn't show up and help me. And I never will. And I can believe him and trust him. Aren't you glad? So anyway. It's hard times and difficult times. And I, what I was going to do, I would ask two or three. I didn't know Gary was going to be here, and I've asked some folks to sing if they would. And then after that, I'll have a few words to say. Depends on how long you sing, how long I talk. So I know all of you are going to try to sing a long time. there's a certain person wants to be number one. And you come ahead, and then Melody's going to sing a song for us.
Of honor, I'd like to thank the Lord for his blessings today, and I'm so unworthy. There's been a lot of sadness lately, and people and the families. And this song came to my mind earlier today, and I'll try and sing it. It's been a while. God is my refuge. Without him, what would I do? Clouds of doubt hover o'er me. Storms of life toss me to and fro. But there is a place I can go. He's my shield in every tempest. He's an anchor that is sure in times like these. It's good to know that God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Without him, what would I do? Once I wandered from his shelter, just ahead I could not see. Those dark clouds were heavy with rain. When the winds blew hard against me, he called out and I ran to him. And now I'll never wander again, 'cause God is my refuge, a strong and mighty tower that I can run into. God is my refuge. Without him, what would I do?
Roger's doing that, I just wanted to tell Avaya, you keep singing. It's Melanie. God got a smile tonight, and the devil got a black eye. You got a talent, very beautiful talent, music. We always want to make him smile, so. And there's probably others in here, if you got a talent, you know, whether that's a putting your arm around somebody or greeting them at the door, sending cards, calling. We've all got that, but, you know, and I consider it an honor anytime I get to sing with my uncle. I love you. And Aunt Joanne. He's a good. It's an honor, though. The family of God, number 344, if you want to sing along with us. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sun. I'm a part of the family, the family of God. You will notice we say brother and sister around here. It's because we're a family and the folks are so dear. When one has a heartache, we all share the tears and rejoice in each victory in this family so dear. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join heirs with Jesus as we travel this sun. Are a part of the family, the family of God. From the doors of an orphanage to the house of the king, no longer an outcast, a new song I sing. From rags unto riches, from the weak to the strong, I'm not worthy to be here, but praise God I belong. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sun. We're a part of the family, the family of God.
I got 5 minutes. How's that? Dennis, we should have sung another verse, shouldn't we? Folks, aren't you glad we can cry together and laugh together? See, that's what the family of God is. And I thought about that song. And Dennis, it's an honor for me to sing with you. It's an honor for me to be up here in front of y'all, knowing that you're supporting me and helping me and pray for me, and y'all always have. And see, I've been pretty low at times, and y'all come along and pick me up. The old devil thought he had me whipped, but God had another plan.
Amen.
And that ain't that good. So he came through, and everybody else gave up, but he did, and y'all didn't give up, and the Lord didn't give up. So, and he's still working on me. I tell the preacher once in a while, and he tells the church, I've got a lot of knots on me. Has to be knocked off. See, it's like Ray's worked at sawmill. Some of you worked around the sawmill and stuff, and you turn them logs over, and they knock them knots off and get them straightened out, and then so they can run that lumber through, don't you, Ray? And that's what he does to me all the time. He's turning me over and over and around, and he says, no, there's another knot. You know? And they come up overnight. Y'all know that? Yeah, they come up overnight, so, and we have to be run through. And I think about that being taken down to Potter's house. Well, that scripture really tires me up. And he has to take me down to Potter's house every once in a while and rework me, see. And he has to run me through that thing and shave them places off of me and smooth me down a little bit and smooth me up so I can be presentable. Otherwise, y'all couldn't stand me if he didn't do some work on me. And he does, and I thank him for it. So I won't take much time. I'll tell you this little story here. And I was going to have something to say about Psalms 23. But the other day I was out in the yard mowing. And I had a cousin that was, they're going to bring her down from Maryland, and they's going to bury her over at Roselawn Cemetery. And I hardly knew her. Her husband buried over, and my uncle and a bunch of folks buried over at Roselawn. But anyway, I've only seen her a couple of times, and I was riding on my mower and thinking about, I was going to go over at 11 o'clock. That's the only thing I knew. She's going to be over at 11 o'clock, and he's going to bury her. And that's what I knew. But anyway, I didn't know if anybody would be there, and I always feel kind of bad if somebody didn't read some scripture or something, you know what I mean? And I thought, Lord, I don't know if it'd be anybody there, but I don't want her to be buried and nobody don't need no scriptures. And I said, give me something, you know, just in case ain't nobody there, give me something. And I got to thinking, he came down and got on the mower with me. I wouldn't take nothing for those kind of experiences, you know. I wasn't worthy, but I was just mowing along. And first thing you know, I had the yard mowed, you know. And I went in and I told Joanne, I said, the good Lord was out there on the mower, man. And what a blessing. But he was giving me some things about Psalms 23. And I was rejoicing in what he's done, who he is. And who I am is not important, but who he is. He's important. Let me read this psalm, and that'll be it, right? And it said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I mean, want what? You ever thought about that? Want what? I mean, what do we want? Sometimes our wanter gets messed up, don't it? And we want things. But I tell you, he said he'd supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And he gives us a lot of things we want, too. But he won't give us things, maybe. He won't let us have these things that might hurt us. He knows what's good for us. And he gives us all those good things. Isn't that great? I'm glad somebody I can trust. If I ask him something, he said, ask and you shall receive. And you have not because you don't ask. He said, seek and find and knock, and it'll be open to you. And that's a promise. And I tell you, just how big as you want to. I mean, what do you want? What do you need? I mean, I listed a whole bunch of things, and I'm not going to read them, but y'all know all these things we need. He said, he knows what our needs are, and he supplies our needs. Isn't that great? And we need a bunch of stuff. And we need some stuff we need to ask him for. I mean, we need these things every day, jobs and food and raiment and a place to sleep, clothes to wear, and he supplies them needs. Isn't that a blessing? Well, I tell you, that's our great God we serve. He's great, he's good, and he's merciful. I can't say enough about him. He's worthy of everything I could say and think about, and any of y'all could say. And I thank him for loving me. Let me finish reading this. But he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. I don't know, probably all of you might have been on farms, know about farming, all this stuff. But these old cows and stuff, they can tell you something. When they get full of green grass, they go lay down, you know, and they'll lay out there in the field. If you put them out in the meadow, someplace where there's a lot of green grass, they'll pick as hard as they can pick, and then they lay down because they're full. You see, that's what happens to us. We're a full people. I mean, we've been blessed, folks. We have good stuff to eat and good clothes to wear and a good vehicle to drive. And why wouldn't we feel like we was laying down, that God give us a place to lay down? We'd go back and stretch down in the easy chair. I mean, when I go to bed at times and I'm tired, see, it's good to work hard. I mean, that's a blessing to be able to do things, and I'm thankful that I can. And I can go and sleep, and I think, oh, man, this is peaceful and quiet and a blessing. That's what it is. It's a good place. The good Lord says, hey, take it easy. You've worked hard, you know. And a man supposed to make a – he'd been a student that studied in a Sunday school lesson, need to come and study and be with us and think about it. Make his living by the sweat of the brow. You know, we got to do that. And when you do it, see, you can rest pretty good. And that's a blessing when you're tired. And he leads me in the paths of beside the still waters. I like a creek. How about you? Isn't that a peaceful place? A river, a creek, and go and sit down by it. The preacher told me a while back he was over to the preacher's conference somewhere, and him and the preacher went up in the mountains, and there's a creek that runs down through Gatlinburg. And he is up in there in the mountains somewhere. He said he pulled off his shoes and sat down there and put his feet in the creek. So don't tell him I told that. But anyway, isn't that great? That's a peaceful thing. That's what you want to do. Watch a stream of water. That's a blessing. Isn't that a blessing? And he leads me and you there. We need a quiet place. I sat on my back porch, and I said, thank you, Lord, for this quietness. And I hear the birds singing. And I said, thank you, Lord, for this quietness, you know. What a blessing. The good Lord gives me that. He said, verse 3, he restores my soul. He does that all the time, don't he? He's did that tonight. You see these songs, and every one of you did a great job. And that little lady back there, didn't she do good? And he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, see, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, and they comfort me. We don't like to think about death. And right now, you know, we what's facing our church and our preacher and these kind of things. But I'm telling you, he's not alone. God is with him. See, and he's with me and you. When the time comes, we don't need that right now. But when we get walking through it, he said, I'm going to lead you through this be a shadow. It'll just be as a shadow as all you pass through. You see. So isn't that great? He said his rod and his staff comfort me. Those sheep, when that fella runs them through there and he counts them and he holds that rod and staff over them when they run through there, as soon as they get in that place of the fold, the sheep fold, see, they feel secure. Isn't that great? Passing through under that rod and staff, and they get in that place and they say, boy, the dogs and stuff have been around us. They can't bother us now. We're safe. That's Jesus. That's what he does for us. We can feel secure. The devil beats us to death out yonder. gives us a hard time. We're faced with things. But we can come in here. This is a filling station. We can get filled up. We can get some things we need to go back tomorrow and get out there and face the devil and all his foes. And we can have victory in Jesus. Isn't that great? And it says here, verse 5, thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. He delights in doing that. See, we've got an enemy. Satan's our enemy. He's like a roaring lion running up down the earth, deceiving everybody he can. You see, but right in his midst, the Lord prepares a table for us. He prepared a table tonight. You see, this is his word, and these are promises. This will get us through tomorrow. And he brought us here together tonight. It wasn't a waste of your time. I'll tell you, it's good, wasn't it? It's good to get together with God's people and get some encouragement. And he prepares a table for us. I mean, I don't know. I might have had a big steak tonight. I don't know. But it's good. Might have been sausage and egg, but it's good, wasn't it? So that's what he feeds us, these things. You call him whatever you want to, but I call it a blessing, don't you? Amen. It's a blessing to get to be with y'all and see his faces and know that you love the Lord and we're going to heaven together. Isn't that great for eternity? I mean, who you want to be with? Imagine those folks. If they just think about it, if they go to hell, they're going to be that crowd they don't like and don't want to be and can't stand what they say, but they're going to hell with them. Ain't that terrible? So Satan's blind their eyes and don't let them see that. And you see, if they could see that, they'd say, I'm going to run from that. Boy, I don't want to go over there. It's two ways, and I thought about talking about them tonight, but it isn't. It's a broad way that leads to destruction, and it's a narrow way that leads to life. So that broad way's got a whole bunch of folks out there, and they're doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, you don't like it, and I don't have to spend eternity with them. I have to put up with them around here every once in a while. But when I go to that place called heaven, you see, and I'm going there one of these days by God's grace. Isn't that great? So he prepares the table and anoints her head with oil, and her cup runs over. I'm glad for that. The other day out in the yard, my cup ran over. I was thankful. I want to tell somebody, and I went and told Joanne. I wish somebody else come by, maybe we'd have shouted out in the yard. You know, and I just stopped and said something to him, and I said, hey, let me tell you something. Tears are running down my face. It's good when it's like that, you know. It's like old preacher said, it's better felt than tell. You know, when the Lord does something for you, it's worth something. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We got some good stuff to follow us. I mean, all you got to do, look behind you. Think about it. We got some good stuff to follow us. We couldn't make it if we didn't have that good stuff to follow us. You see, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of our life. So don't get down in the dumps too bad. I mean, you get down there, but don't stay down there. Just say, hey, surely goodness and mercy right there. You know, he said he's following you, didn't he? And they are. So look around and look up. Don't look down. You'll see a bunch of stuff you don't like. Keep farsighted. Nearsightedness is key. Nearsightedness is key. But farsightedness is what we need. See, this is a land that's fair and day. And by faith, we can see it afar. You see, and I'm glad for that day. So it says, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, we got something good. I mean, this is not the end. It's just beginning, so just run hard as you can, as fast as you can, as long as you can, as straight as you can. That's what I say. Run, because we're in a race, see. And goodness and mercy is running right behind us and pushing us every once in a while, helping us along. And we help each other. That's why we have church, help each other along. And somebody down, say, come on, brother, we can make it. I'll help you, sister. And that's what we do when we get to church. So, thank you. Thank you, Brian. You go ahead.